It was in 1953 when I lived in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay.
We lived on a farm, and I was playing one day in my yard. We had about 30 acres on this farm, and out of nowhere, I never seen a craft or anything like that, but these two grays appeared, and the grays were about 3 foot tall, 3.5 foot tall, and of course, you know, the typical with the cranium heads and so forth. And the interesting thing, Art, when they would talk to me, they wouldn't move their lips. It was just kind of like if you've ever experienced like a Bose wave system, this was in my head. It was kind of telepathic.
Right.
And it was an experience that I'd never had, and I couldn't get over the fact that they couldn't talk like we did. It was just like a thought that came in my head, and it was just tremendous. I mean, it was all around.
What did they communicate to you?
They told me things, Art, like one day you will be our emissary. They told me certain things like we have a universal God. Different things. They told me that there would be circumstances where I would understand clearly, and different things like I would ask them, because I knew that at the age of six that they didn't look like we did. I wanted to know where they lived, and they told me that they came from a star system that I wouldn't understand.
Did they have a craft?
I never seen a craft, Art, at that time.
Just the grays. How many?
There was two. There was two grays.
Was there any physical contact?
No, not that I can recall. They would get within, oh, I'd say maybe 2 foot of me, 2 foot of me. And I just thought they were, you know, nice playmates because they just kind of were entertaining the way they moved.
So, again, your age at 1953 would have been about what?
Six.
Six. Oh, that was the very beginning. Okay. Well, that would get you interested, all right. And how did – were there many of these encounters or just one?
Over the period of, I'd say, about, well, until I was age 17, it would just come and go. I mean, it was kind of a hit and miss type thing. It wasn't a constant ongoing thing. But the other thing that was really interesting about these grays, we lived in a two-story farmhouse, and these grays would come through the walls. And what scared me more than anything is they would just appear. They'd come through the wall just like it was nothing. And they told me that if I understood the concept, I could do the same thing. But all I could do was bruise myself.
Yeah. So you tried a couple of walls.
Oh, yes. Oh, I yes. That did not work.
Did you back up and take a good run at them, or just more gingerly approach them?
No, I gingerly approached them, but but it still would put bruises on me.
Yeah. Did they comment on your seeming inability to, go through them?
Yes, they told me. They told me that I didn't understand the concept of going through. I'm trying to think of the word. They didn't use the word mass, but I use it now, you know. But they told me that I didn't understand the concept, and one day I would be able to do that. And I still, to this day, can't do that.
Uh-huh. Did you tell anybody else, your parents, others, about these encounters?
Did not tell my parents until I was about 45 years of age, Art, for the simple
really?
For the simple fact, my parents did not believe this stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, a lot of people don't, Dick.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people don't. They're very much in doubt. And while we're on the subject, how sure are you that this really occurred in the real world, that you weren't sleeping, that you weren't having some sort of hallucination or any of the above?
Art, I'm 100% sure that this happened to me.
Okay. Was there any overriding important message or thing they told you that we should know?
One of the things that they told me that has bothered me clear to this day was the fact that we would be going through some troubling times, and they said that I would understand it fully when I become at the age of 50. Well, that's come and went, so, you know, I don't know what to make of that, other than the fact that I think that it might have been this Earth coming changes that I know about.
Coming Earth changes?
Mm-hmm.
Of what kind?
Well, cataclysmic things, kind of like things that you wrote in your book.
You mean climate change?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they, as they have with many people, many abductees, they've actually shown them pictures of what's coming. Did you get any of that?
I never saw any pictures that they had. They just told me these things.